Good Devach, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer in Brooklyn, New York. At the very end of Parshas Vayetze, we have the confrontation of Yaakov and Lavan. And interestingly enough, originally when Lavan chases and catches up with Yaakov, so there's a great antagonism. But at the end, there is a treaty of sorts which is signed, agreed to between the two parties. And the Torah goes out of its way at the end of the Parsha, tell us what seems to be a rather inane factoid. And that is the Matseva. Vayikra lo Lavan. Lavan calls this monument that they set up to signify the agreement, the treaty that they made between themselves. Vayikra lo Lavan, Yigar Sahadusa. He calls it Yigar Sahadusa. Yaakov, on the other hand, Vyakov Karalo Galed. He called it Galed. So even though this was a treaty of peace between them, nevertheless, they still have their own ways of looking at it. Lavan says it's Yigar Sahadusa, Yaakov calls it Galed. Yigar Sahadusa is Lashon Targum, and Galed is Lashon HaKodesh. Now at the end, Lavan comes around, Vayomer Lavan HaGal Hazeh Eid Beini Uveinacha Al Ken Karashmo Galed. Lavan comes around to Yaakov's designation, and he too calls it Galed. What is the significance of this dialogue here, of this record, of the name of this monument? Who really cares? What is the significance of it? Yigar Sahadusa, Galed, Galed, Yigar Sahadusa. Interestingly enough, the Sforno says, Vayomer Lavan, when Lavan calls this thing Galed, Nichna Likaro Bilshono Shel Yaakov. He succumbed to call it Galed in the same language as Yaakov. The Omar Sheyihyeh Eid Al Ma Sheyomar Ata. And it would now be a proper testimony to what they were going to agree to. So the Sforno was saying that there was a battle here. What are we going to call it? And Lavan succumbs, Nichna, he succumbs to Yaakov. Really? This is what's so significant? But apparently it is significant. Because language is extraordinarily significant. On a very pedestrian level, whoever controls the terms of a debate already wins the debate. If you and I are arguing, we're arguing over a table. And I think a table is a plank that has four legs underneath it, and you think a table is a chandelier with light bulbs. So if we agree that a table is what I say it is, then what we're arguing about, I've already won the day. Because whatever we're arguing about a table, you've basically agreed to my terms of what a table is. So now the rest is just the details, and which you're going to lose anyway. So on a very pedestrian level, this is about controlling the terms of the debate. But on a deeper level, on a more profound level, it's about controlling the terms of the debate from a spiritual perspective. Lavan comes to life from a Yigar Sahadusa perspective, and Yaakov Avinu comes from life from a Lashon HaKodesh Gal-Eid perspective. And the question is Yaakov going to stand strong and say Gal-Eid and demand that the terms of the discussion be on his terms? Be on the from a perspective of Ritzon Hashem, of Kedusha, which is what Lashon HaKodesh represents, or Yigar Sahadusa, and Yaakov stands strong. And the message, I believe, that the Sforno is teaching us here is that when a Jew stands strong for what they believe in, for Dvar Hashem, for Ritzon HaBore, then ultimately the Lavans around us will be Nechna. They will succumb. They will succumb because they understand when they're up against somebody who believes, who holds strong in their emuna, who holds strong in their values, who holds strong in their commitments to Torah and Avodah and Yiras Hashem, then there's nothing to do but to fall in. And indeed, that's what Lavan does. But there's yet another layer to this. And that is that language is important because it enables us, in Lashon HaKodesh in particular, because it enables us to understand Dvar Hashem in the original. Because anything less than that is understanding Dvar Hashem through a filter. This is perhaps why Megillas Tanis records, Nichtav HaTorah LeYavanis Choshech Bali Olam, that when the Torah was originally translated into Greek, darkness descended upon the world. Because ultimately, when you have Klal Yisrael only engaging and encountering Dvar Hashem through a filter, that's a filtered Yahados. I mean, it could be great, but it's still filtered, which means that it is not reaching its full potential. If a person really wants to do Dvar Hashem and to be a true Eved Hashem, then ultimately that encounter between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam has to be in the language of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lashon HaKodesh. And furthermore, this takes us to yet another level. And that is that language is not simply, and Lashon HaKodesh in particular, is not simply a way for a human being to take their thoughts and express them in words, but actually words impact our thoughts, how we see the world, and how we process the world around us. It is interesting to note that the Rambam, in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, the Shmona Prakim, says, Havizar b'mitzvah kalak v'chamura, a person should treat the quote-unquote light mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of lesser import, whatever that means, kivachamura, as with the same punctiliousness, with the same rigid, careful concern that we give to what we consider to be the chamur mitzvahs, the big ones. We should treat the simple ones the same way we treat the big ones. Now, what is an example of a mitzvah kala? So the Rambam tells us, gives us right there, and he says, the example of a mitzvah kala is learning Lashon HaKodesh, studying and understanding Diktuk and understanding Lashon HaKodesh. This is an example of a mitzvah kala. It might be kala, but it's a mitzvah nevertheless. Why? What is so significant about it? Well, as we said, it helps us to understand Dvar Hashem in the original. But I believe that there's a deeper level to this, and that is that there is a notion in which is in modern psychology or philosophy that it's, as I said a moment ago, that words are not simply a way to convey our thoughts, but the words that we use impact our thoughts and the way we see and understand and process the world around us. There is a fascinating research that was done where the experiment took a group of individuals. Half of them spoke Spanish and half of them spoke German. And these two languages, like Lashon HaKodesh, Lahavdil, like Lashon HaKodesh, these languages have feminine words and masculine words, Zachar and Nekeva. What they did is they took a picture of a bridge and they showed it to both groups of individuals, those who spoke one language and those who spoke the other language. In one language, a bridge is Zachar, is a masculine word, and the other language, bridge, is feminine. It's an Akeva word. So they showed a picture of a bridge, the same exact picture, to both groups of individuals, and those who speak Spanish, that bridge is a masculine word, all the individuals described the bridge that they were looking at in classically masculine terms, strong, sturdy, you know, things that stereotypically are masculine. The same exact bridge they showed to individuals who spoke the other language, which is a feminine word for bridge, and those individuals looked at the same bridge, and they described the bridge in classically feminine terms, beautiful, pretty, elegant. So the words that we use do not simply convey our thoughts, but the words that we use impact our thoughts. And this, I believe, is why the Rambam says that understanding and knowing Lashon HaKodesh is a mitzvah kala. Maybe it's kala, but it's a mitzvah. Because when a Jew wants to be a true, genuine, and authentic Eved Hashem, they have to be able to process the world around us through the prism of Ritzon Hashem. And the best way, the most powerful and profound way to see the world through the prism of Avodas Hashem and Ritzon Hashem is if our mind is processing the world through Lashon HaKodesh. If our mind is processing the world in English or any other language, we're really processing the world through a filter. And so when we see the world through Lashon HaKodesh, we are able to impact ourselves through Ritzon Hashem, and the Kedusha can impact the individual in a way that is more difficult if we see the world through any other language. The words that we use do not simply convey our ideas. The words that we use impact who we are. And so therefore, for a person to truly be able to absorb Kedusha in the most efficient way, in the most powerful, profound, and impactful way, is if our minds are thinking and speaking in Lashon HaKodesh. Have a zahir b'mitzvah kala, Lashon HaKodesh, kivachamura. as the big mitzvahs. And this, I believe, taking us back to Lavan and Yaakov, is what's going on here. Vayikra lo Lavan Yigar Sadusa. He's speaking Aramaic. He's speaking Targum, Yigar Sadusa. And Yaakov says, no, it's Gal Eid. Because the way I look at the world is through Lashon HaKodesh. The way I perceive the world is through Ritzon Hashem. And the words that we use impact us, not simply convey what we want to convey outwards. And this, I think, we see in one other part of the Parsha, in a different way. If we go back to the beginning of the Parsha, we're told that Yaakov comes along and he sees Rachel by the Be'er, and he removes the Evan, he removes the rock, the stone, that was covering the Be'er. What's interesting to note, and many have struggled with, why is it that Yaakov was able to do what several Roim were unable to do, right? There were three Roim of the Edrei Tzon that were standing there, and they were waiting for other shepherds to come along. Yaakov sees, he goes, he walks, and he makes it happen. So many have asked, how was Yaakov able to do this? What one man was able to do, what three were not able to do? So there are a variety of different answers to this. Many in one way or another are coming at this question from the perspective, or to the answer to this question from the perspective of Siyata Deshmaya. Or Siyata Deshmaya here, as the Baal HaTurim beautifully says it, that in that moment, Yaakov Avinu had like a Hashras HaShchin. He had a connection which he may have not had before. Okay, different ways that it is said, but at the end of the day, all the various approaches are, you know, come from a perspective of Siyata Deshmaya. But I would like to suggest another, or like to share another idea, which is not my own idea, but it comes from a totally different perspective. Words matter. And if you look carefully at the Pasuk, it doesn't say that the Roim were unable to move the stone. It doesn't say that at all. It doesn't say that they couldn't do it and Yaakov could and that's why. No. What it says is that Yaakov came along while the Roim were discussing. And as the Roim are discussing, the Pasuk says, they said amongst themselves, we cannot do this. We cannot move this stone. Lo nuchal ad asher yasvu kol adarim. This is what they said. Odenu medaber imam. While he's talking with them, Yaakov sees Rachel. He goes along, vayagal es ha'evan, and he moves it immediately. So what's the difference between the Roim and Yaakov? And the difference is, the Roim, the shepherd, said, we can't do it. And when you say you can't do it, when you say, efshar, lo nuchal, it's impossible. I can't be a better Eved Hashem. I can't learn more. I can't commit to more mitzvahs. I am unable to do more than I'm doing, whether it is in Talmud Torah, Gemilas Chassadim, or in Avodas Hashem, or Tefillah. I can't. When you say lo nuchal, vayomru, this is what they said. They said they couldn't move the stone. And again, going back to the Baal HaTurim, that perhaps this stone is a reference to Yetzirah, but whatever it is, they said they can't. And when you say you can't, the likelihood of that outcome happening is very great. Yaakov didn't say he couldn't. Yaakov looked at it, he went, he tried, and he succeeded. Language matters. Lashon HaKodesh matters. The words that we use do not simply convey our thoughts, but the words that we use impact who we are as human beings, as Avdei Hashem, as people that are trying to bring Ritzon Hashem and the divine light into the world. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the enlightenment and the ability to be able to see the world through Lashon HaKodesh, to experience the Ribono Shel Olam through Lashon HaKodesh, and consequently bring Oro Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world with greater intensity. Agudvach Shavua Tov to all.